Hello and welcome to episode 38 of the Screaming in Silence podcast. Tell him he's dreaming. For most of us, severe pain is thankfully a fleeting experience, but for some, like myself, it's a permanent companion. For the past 25 years, everything I've done or experienced has been accompanied by chronic pain. Yet, to the surprise of most, I consider myself one of the luckiest people alive, and I'm thankful for this journey. Through this podcast series, I'll share with you my story and the insights I have gained that have allowed me this perspective. I don't live in a fantasy world. I live in the real world, and the real world is full of pain and is horrible. You're just pretending everything is okay when it's absolutely not okay. I completely disagree. You're just telling yourself that you're not in pain. If you can say that, it's clear that you are not in pain. You're dreaming if you think life with chronic pain is something to be happy about. These are just a few examples of some of the comments I've received from people who live with chronic pain and who struggle to understand why I feel the way I do. These responses are in the minority, and I expect them. Not everyone will agree with me. I don't get upset about them, not even some of the more scathing ones. Normally, I'll reply to try to give greater clarification of my position, sometimes with success and other times not so much. Once again, this is fine. We all walk our own path in life. There is no one correct way of overcoming adversity or moving forward from a life-changing event. I'm not suggesting my methods are for everyone. I'm just telling my story of my journey with persistent pain. With that in mind, I've not really given a second thought about these responses until I got a couple Facebook notifications from someone's comments last week. I'm not sure why they were so delayed, but both comments were from over 6 months ago. Both were from the same person, and they took umbrage with a couple of my episodes where I talked about gratitude and positivity. What stood out to me, though, was the fact that this person in question was from a brachial plexus support page. I've taken my fair share of flack from members of generic pain groups, and I totally expect that. The lists of what some people are suffering from can be quite eye-opening. But I've not had anyone from a support group from my type of injury express these feelings before. Now, this also shouldn't surprise me. Not even those of a similar injury to me are going to have the same experiences, same challenges, or outlook. I replied to this person in the same manner that I always have, adding further explanation as to why I feel the way I do, and left it at that, wishing them all the best with their journey. But it got me thinking, because here is someone with at least some common ground as me, but who was totally opposed to my perspective. I'm not threatened by their stance, and it doesn't make me question or doubt myself. It just gave me an inside glimpse to someone in a similar position who took a completely different perspective than that of my own view. I'm a big advocate of controlling what I can and not worrying about what I can't, for example, what other people say. Normally, I wouldn't address these or similar comments in an episode. However, I am left feeling it's a topic that should be covered. Choices. Something that each and every one of us face in life, no matter what our circumstances are. Sometimes these choices are a luxury. Which destination do we go to for our holiday? What new car to purchase? What music to listen to or what to have for lunch? Other times these choices are not so pleasant, deciding to move on from a relationship or the decision to put a much-loved pet out of its suffering. These and similar choices are much harder to make. Finally, there are times where we feel we have no choice. These events are often defined as life-changing events, where we find ourselves put into a position that we can't change. We have all found ourselves in these situations, the most impactful of which for me was the loss of use of my arm and life with chronic pain. But I strongly believe we still have choices when presented with situations like this. They're there, but they require an open mind to find. These choices are some of the most important ones we will face, in my opinion, when we are overcome with adversity, when we find that we can't change things. I can't change things. I can't get the use of my arm back, nor can I stop the pain. So what choices am I left with? No doubt you have heard me say before that I choose to be in pain and that I choose to have a paralyzed arm. On the surface, this does seem ridiculous. Why would anyone choose this? Well, I don't think anyone would. You might have also heard me say that if someone could take away all my pain, I'd turn down the offer. This seems even more ridiculous, right? Let me explain why my mindset is like this. Before my accident in 1997, if I was given the choice of continuing my life as it was, no chronic pain and no paralyzed arm, or living my life with both of those, I would think that whoever gave me that choice was completely bonkers. Even if you explained to me all the great things that would come my way because of the pain and paralysis, I'd still laugh and turn it down. That's right, and it's blatantly obvious. I would not choose to live a life with pain and injury. I really don't think anyone would. Like all of us, I want the best life possible for myself, and a life filled with adversity does not seem like that would be the best life possible. But I wasn't given a choice. Instead, I found myself thrust into that situation. Even though that choice was taken away, I still had choices in front of me. Before we move on to those choices, what about someone offering to take away all my pain right now? Sounds fantastic, right? I mean, I've learned a lot of lessons over the past 26 years from adversity. Surely I don't need to learn any more. The people that have come into my life because of my accident, most importantly my three children, are already here. So ending the pain right now would be almost magical. Magic, though, doesn't exist. It's all sleight of hand, an illusion. There is no option to safely end my pain right now, so there is no point in entertaining the idea. I can manage my pain to the point of being able to control it to a certain extent, but for me there is no ending it. I have no control over that, but I still have control in the choices I make, choices that can make or break me. Choosing to have a paralyzed arm and continual pain is not about actually choosing to have these in my life. It's about finding a way to live the best life possible with, excuse the pun, the hand I was dealt. Of course I'd rather this never happened, but that option isn't on the table. To wish that now is to wish for the impossible, and wishing for the impossible is both a waste of energy and time, not to mention the despair it could bring. This is my life. It most certainly is not the life I envisioned for myself, but it's the life I have got, the only life I will experience. I could wish for my old life back. I could wish to be able to go for a walk without pain. I could wish to not have to adapt to living with a dead arm. And I have wished for those things. That's only natural. But what has come of those wishes? Nothing. Well, not even nothing. Wishing for the impossible has actually set me back. It's made me feel negatively about my situation. Because when we wish for something we can't have, we are focusing on something that we see as negative in our life. We wish to win the lottery because it would fix our money worries. We wish we could change something about ourselves because we don't like it, the shape of our nose, our height, whatever. Wishing to change something means we don't like what we already have. It causes us to focus on what we see as something holding us back. This applies to not only wishing I never had the accident, but also to having someone end the pain today. I have to be realistic. Just as I can't change the fact that I had the accident, there is currently no safe, assured way of ending my pain. Wishing someone could end it would cause me to focus on the negative. It would give me hope, but hope coloured with despair. Hope that I could end this, despair at the fact that I can't. It would waste both time and energy and set me up for failure. There we are then. I can't change the reality of my situation. What to do then? This is not the life I envisioned for myself. I never wanted to be facing what I am. What do I have left? Choices. That's what I have. I could choose to be captive to my situation. I could choose to see this as something that destroyed the life I could have had. I could complain about how hard it is at times to function with one arm in constant pain. Life with continual pain is horrible, I could say. That everything is not okay. That life with pain is not something to be happy about. These and more could be seen as legitimate complaints and observations. Big whoop. What would they actually do for me? Would they make this one shot at life, albeit a life I didn't choose, any better? Would they motivate me? Would they open up opportunities for me? I seriously don't think so. For me, mindset is the most powerful tool I have for thriving with adversity. Am I pretending everything is okay? Not at all. Am I living in a fantasy world? No, I'm very much in the real world. Am I just telling myself I'm not in pain? The answer to that is obvious. If I was, I wouldn't have the material I have for my podcast. It's therefore clear that I can have a positive outlook and be in pain, because I am positive about life with pain. So I'm obviously not dreaming if I think I can be happy with a life of pain, because I'm living it. I'm living it because not only do I want to, but I have to. This is my one shot at life. This is the life I've got. It is one that for the past 26 years has been full of adversity, continual pain and physical impairment. There are things I can't do. I can't go test ride any motorcycle I want. I can't go for a walk and enjoy observing life without pain. I can't watch my children grow and work hard at what they love without being in pain. I can't just quickly chuck on another shirt or put on a jacket without first removing my sling, putting a dead arm through the sleeve, and then put my sling on again and rearrange it to let my collar rest tidily. But I can still ride my motorcycle. I can still go for a walk and enjoy watching life. I do get to see my children working hard towards achieving their dreams. I still get to choose what top I want to wear. Right now in New Zealand, we are in autumn. I marvel at the beauty of nature when I'm out for a walk or taking one of my children to training or an event. The rich colours of the leaves that are falling and covering the ground. The warmth of the sun on my face. The sounds of birds chirping. The crispness of the air. The sight of my breath as I exhale on a cold day. All these things and more are so beautiful to me. Sure, they may be as simple as my breath turning to condensation, but I'm here. I get to see that. In some part, I do feel that my experience of adversity has taught me to appreciate the beauty in life. That adversity has enriched my existence. That I'm lucky to have been given that opportunity. That is something else that we can find in adversity. Opportunity. I could choose to focus on opportunities lost, but why? And what lost opportunities? They never existed. I didn't have opportunity taken from me by my accident, because I can't tell you what that would have been. But I was most definitely presented with opportunity. Opportunity to make of my accident what I decide to make of it. Opportunity to inspire and help others. Opportunity to meet some amazing people and do some amazing things. Opportunity to grow like I never would have been able to otherwise. Not only do I benefit from living this way, but those around me do too. From family and friends to complete strangers, from those that are coping well with life to those that are struggling. I've had close friends come to me of their troubles for insight, and I've been able to help them navigate these troubles so they can find their way out. They've come to me because they've seen what I've been through and what I continue to go through, and they've taken inspiration from that. That makes me very lucky. I walked in on a conversation between two friends a while back. They stopped and looked at me, and one then said, "Out of all the people with something to complain about, he walks in with the biggest smile on his face." I know that how I entered that room made them realize that no matter what happens to us in life, it's up to us how we let it shape us. I don't do this for other people, though. For sure, if the way I am helps other people, then that's fantastic, the cherry on the top. But I do this for me. Because I don't have a choice about being in pain and partially paralyzed. My choice, as I say, was already made for me. So I make it my choice. Of course, I would rather not have lived more than half my life in constant pain, but that's not a choice I get to make. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, summed this up far better than I ever could. He said that the root of beauty comes from beautiful choices, that if your choices are beautiful, so too will you be. Our choices are what define us more than what happens to us. I don't live in a fantasy world, I live in the real world, and the real world is full of pain and it's horrible. You're just pretending everything is okay when it is absolutely not okay. I completely disagree, you're just telling yourself that you're not in pain. If you can say that, it's clear you are not in pain. You're dreaming if you think life with chronic pain is something to be happy about. Am I dreaming because I retain a positive outlook despite being in constant pain? Most definitely not. How about the complete opposite end of the spectrum? Am I living the dream? Again, no. If I was, I'd be pain-free and fully abled. There'd be no hate, envy, and despair in the world. No poverty, no starvation, no war, no crime, and no disease. But am I living the best life possible with pain and injury? Well, there's always room for improvement. But I'd say I'm doing pretty damn well. That's no fantasy. That is my reality. And I love it. Thank you for joining me today on this episode. I really can't express how important the correct mindset is for me in overcoming adversity. No one has ever achieved their dreams or goals by saying they can't do this. It takes self-belief and strength to face our challenges and overcome them. I believe that power is within each and every one of us. Don't forget to check out my website at onewingkiwi.com, where you can keep up to date with my videos and support the podcast if you choose. Until next time, take care, make some beautiful choices, and I look forward to seeing you next time.